Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have a great show planned for you tonight, and we're certainly looking forward to all many of our co-hosts joining us. It's very exciting, so we're certainly looking forward to you all being a part of tonight's program. Let me go ahead and start welcoming our various co-hosts in, so that they can come on in. Let's go all the way to Georgia and welcome Miss Day. Miss Day, it's nice to have you joining us this evening. Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. This week has gone so fast. I had to think what the day was. And I'm excited about the show, and I can't wait to hear everybody's thoughts.
Okay, excellent. Let's go all the way. Let's stay in Georgia for a moment. Let's go all the way over here to Ricky to the Rescue. Ricky to the Rescue, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you, sir.
Oh, yes. Good evening, everyone. Glad to be here. I'm ready to hear what the show is about, and I'm ready to get started. So back to you, Dr. Jesse Walker.
Thanks, sir. Thank you so very much. And we've got other co-hosts that will be joining us momentarily. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, is three sides. You know, they always tell us that there's three sides, everything. Your side, the other party's side, and then there's always, usually only God knows the truth, you know, and the individuals themselves know the truth, but they usually want to paint a pretty picture. Ricky to the Rescue, what's your take on that? Before we go to the story tonight, I want to get you and Miss Jay's take on that. I mean, why do you think people want to paint a good picture about themselves? And we're talking about tonight's topic of three sides. What would your ex say about you that you may not agree with? So why would people paint a good picture of themselves and in some cases paint a bad picture about their ex?
Well, a lot of people don't want to be blamed for what went wrong. They want accolades about what went right, and it's a lot of I told you souls involved in that. And so I think it's really because the perception or the stigma that comes along with I'm the one that destroyed the relationship becomes so detrimental to our own self-confidence and self-esteem. It's actually even hard to move forward if you feel blamed or you feel like you're the reason why your last relationship may have failed.
All right, that's an excellent point. Excellent perspective. Ms. Jay, give us your take on it. Why do people not want to be blamed? I mean, so they present themselves to the new person that they're involved with as being this good saint, you know, when that's not always true.
Well, just some people don't want to just be true to themselves. They don't want to feel that they can be in fault for some reason. They feel, you know, I'm me, I'm always right. So you always wrong. And that's the way they really think, you know. Ain't no way I can be wrong. So this is the way it is. It's the way I say it, you say it, but the truth is my way. They just don't want to be wrong and take the blame for nothing.
They don't want to take the blame for anything. All right, we're going to ask you certainly to try. We're going to go to the next topic in just a moment. If you're just joining us, if you're new to the show, we want you to press 1 on your dial and tell us how you heard about the show. You can press 1 at any point in time. We'll call out your first 6 numbers instead of all of your numbers and just simply ask you your name and ask you how did you hear about tonight's broadcast. As we're looking to increase our show, and the caller who, whether it's a co-host or a caller, that can get you know, invite people to the show, the one that gets the most over 5 new people, they will receive a gift card. We're going to be doing this every month because we're coming up, we're actually coming up on our anniversary month, which next month makes 13 years being on the air. So that's our anniversary celebration, that the callers that can get the most over 5 in the course of 1 month will receive a gift card. We'll be doing that every month from now on. All right, so now as we talk about three sides, what would your ex say? I mean, you know, I'm looking at that, and we're thinking about that. Let's go ahead and welcome Lady C to tonight's broadcast. Lady C, it's always a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure on being on the show tonight. I am so excited to see what everybody has to say.
All right, certainly. So let me ask you, and I've asked the other parties, you know, when we talk about three sides to every story, you know, what would your ex say about you that you may not agree with? Why do you think, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked the two co-hosts, and I want to ask you, why is it that when we have these breakups, you know, no one wants to paint a bad picture of themselves, and in some cases, they're going to put it on the other person. But then we don't realize that, you know, many of us have been through 3, 4, 5 relationships, not necessarily marriages, but 3, 4, 5, 10 relationships. So could it be the other people? Lady C, what do you think?
I think both parties have to take accountability for their actions. You know, although the ex may say, you know, you just never paid attention to me, you have to ask yourself, okay, did I not pay enough attention to him? Is that the reason why it caused the relationship to end? And now he has to take accountability for his actions on why he left the relationship or why he cheated, you know, and admit
right.
to his wrong as well as both of you admitting to your wrong.
Okay. Right. I mean, is it likely true that you will find people that really will admit that I messed up in this relationship? You think people will really do that?
Yeah. There are some people that admit they're wrong and say, you know, and come back and apologize and say, you know what, I'm sorry, I did do you wrong. I wasn't paying attention, you know? And some people will call it quits when they know that the relationship needs to end instead of hurting the other person.
All right. We're going to ask you to certainly stand by. We're going to now go to, looks like the studio we have. Hey, thank you for joining us tonight. How did you hear about tonight, your new caller? How did you hear about our program?
Oh, I was invited on the show by Dr. Walker.
Okay. All right, T, we're going to ask you to stand by. Thank you for joining us here, T. T, tonight we're talking about three sides. What would your ex say about you that you may not agree with? We're going to ask you to stand by, and thank you for tuning in with us. If you're new, anybody else out there new, and someone told you about the show tonight, please go ahead and press your dial. If your name doesn't come up on the screen, we'll call out your first 6 numbers. Ms. D, just before I get to tonight's story, I want to go in and ask you this question. And that question is, when we go through all of these multiple relationships, you know, I mean, do you think we ever really face that man or woman in the mirror and say, you know what, maybe I did. You know, maybe I wasn't all that I could have been 20 years ago, but I really love that guy or I really love that girl. And, you know, I just can't get over him. Your thoughts on that, Ms. J?
Yeah, that can happen. You know, while they were with the person, they did everything wrong, not knowing probably what to do or how to love. You got a lot of people that don't know how. But once they lose that person, they realize, you know, most of that was probably most likely my fault, but sometimes it'd be too late. He was probably, you know, I was thinking about when you was talking. A lot of people do, I call it tit for tat. You know, they want to think, if you say, okay, you don't give enough time with me, then others say, well, you work all the time. If you don't do, you know, they like to do tit for tat type stuff, and no one will take the real blame for doing nothing. You find that so often in relationships, which is so childish to me.
Okay, so, Ms. J, let me stay with you just for a second before we go to the story. So if a person is working all the time and you venture out to something else, is it all your fault? Or couldn't part of that be the other person's fault for working so much? that caused you to venture out.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because in a relationship, you have to give that time. That is one important factor in a relationship. If you don't give that time, that quality time with each other, I know people have to work, but they don't work and they don't sleep all the time. You can give them 1 or 2 hours, 30 minutes every day, or some time to them to show them that you care or do things with them. So that's very important. So to me, that's no excuse.
I agree with you. All right, we're going to ask all of you all to stand by. We're going to go ahead now and bring you all tonight's story. This is a very deep one, so we ask that you all, listen attentively. Daisy, now here we've got several people in here. We got actually three. We've got Daisy, and we have Edwin. Edwin is her husband, and we have a coworker. This coworker is Edwin's ex-wife. So Daisy, Edwin, and then there's a coworker that also happens to be Edwin's ex-wife. Now, Daisy has been dating Edwin for the past 4 months. Things appear to be going quite well for the both of them. Although Daisy has witnessed on multiple occasions that Edwin seems to show signs of anger issues that she feels may be accounted to his busy days at work since he's a manager at a high-tech job. Edwin often talked about his ex-wife and made her out to be the bad person in the marriage. Recently, Daisy started employment at a brand new job and met a coworker who was previously married to Edwin, which makes her the ex-wife. Daisy knew this because she accompanied Edwin to pick up his child from the ex-wife's house and met her there. Later, they realized they were coworkers. Now, one day at work, Daisy approached her coworker, Edwin's ex, during lunch and respectfully asked her why he and Edwin broke up. Well, this gets very interesting. Well, it turns out that his ex-wife was glad she asked because she was praying that Daisy would not go through what she encountered with Edwin. Now, here's first, his ex-wife had a number of things to say about Edwin. First, she said that she did not want to interfere with their relationship, but felt the need, if asked, to tell Daisy about him. As such, she told her that the main reason for their breakup was his anger issues, which included, number one, he was physically and mentally abusive, which included name-calling. Number two, he was extremely jealous. Number three, he was obsessive. He had obsessive behaviors. Number four, he had controlling issues. And number five, he was selfish. Okay? Other than that, she said that he was not a good husband to her, but was an extraordinary father to their 6-year-old son and a good provider. She just could not live in that environment with him any longer than the 7 years they were married. Now Daisy is wondering whether Edwin is the man that he's showing in these 4 months that they've been together, or is it his representative? A week before, Daisy had an opportunity to talk with Edwin's ex-wife, which is her coworker. Edwin proposed to her, and she said yes. Now, with this new information, Daisy is not so sure about going that far in a relationship or marriage with him. So, Lady C, I want to begin by asking you this question. Do you think any of the things that Edwin's ex-wife, which is Daisy's coworker, could be true?
I believe yes. You know, but it can be a little wishy-washy there because, you know, the new woman has to make sure she keep her mind open to what the ex-wife is saying, because the ex-wife could still want Edwin. And sometimes when you want your ex-husband back, you can say anything to push that woman away. So the ex-wife has to look within herself and say, do I see these traits in my guy friend or my boyfriend or my fiance? And if she does see those traits, then she needs to be able to move forward with her life and the relationship. because bad habits may suppress themselves, but they will one day surface back to the surface.
All right, that's a very interesting point. Now, here we go. Ms. Jay, I want to bring you in here. Ms. Jay, here's the situation now. I mean, I heard what Lady C is saying, and she's got some very valid points. You know, some of this could be true, and then she could be saying anything just to get, you know, possibly have a reconnect with Edwin. However, the only difference here is Daisy saw some things that in these 4 months that it appears that he has anger issues. So now, how much of this other stuff could be true, Ms. Jay?
You know, that's true, because from your story, Daisy, she's only talking about the anger issue and how he talks about his ex-wife all the time. And my thing is, okay, he definitely got some anger issues. He got some problems. Now, talk about that ex-wife. Why? I don't want to talk about no ex-husband or ex-wife and we trying to get together. I do want to know, you know, what happened with your marriage. But if he talks about it all the time, he got some issues. I'm thinking now he's still mad like that ex-wife. Even though they divorced and all that, but why he keeps talking about it? That's what I'm kind of thrown off on. You know,
right,
he said that it's her fault, but why you keep bringing it up?
Exactly.
So he may
exactly.
have some issues, maybe not what you're stating. I'm reading your issues. He got some more issues. I don't know whether the one you're stating might be his problem.
You know, she mentioned some heavy-duty stuff here. I mean, first of all, Daisy sees this stuff. She sees some anger issues in him. She recognizes in 4 months that they're together. You know, usually the novelty is there within the first 6 weeks to 3 months. So that novelty begins to wear off from the newness of being in a relationship, and there's nothing greater than love, of course. And so now she's beginning to see his anger issues, but she's thinking that she attributed that to maybe he's busy on the job, and she's trying to justify it in her mind. Now, I mean, we're talking about physically and mentally abusive. I mean, physical abuse, that's hitting her. Mentally abuse, that's calling her names. that's degrading her. He's extremely jealous. He has obsessive behaviors. He's controlling, and he's selfish. So we're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. A. That's a lot of stuff.
I can see that mental abuse in there, Dr. Walker, since you mentioned that.
Huh?
I can see the mental abuse in there, because when you talk bad about a person, ex, you can talk bad about your preference. So he do some abusive things. So she should be seeing that. But go ahead.
All right. We're going to ask you bye. T, let's bring you in here. T, do you think she should ignore what the ex-wife has said? Do you think Daisy should ignore that and move right on and go ahead and marry the guy? She did say yes.
Well, I agree with what the ladies had to say about it, because apparently if he's talking about his wife or his ex-wife so much, a lot of times that's questionable as to whether or not I want to go. I'm having doubts about whether or not I want to go further with this man. But then again, you can look at it both ways, because you never, like she said before, you never know if the ex-wife is saying all this stuff to try to keep her from going any further with her ex-husband, because things to that nature happens on a regular basis, where if I still want my man or I don't want you with him, then I know what to do to keep you from being with him or trying to go further with him. So, I mean, you know, I agree with what the ladies were saying earlier.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to Ricky to the rescue and bring in Dan Jack. We're going to go to Alabama and bring in Jack. Ricky to the rescue, I mean, you know, just because it happened with the ex-wife doesn't mean it can happen with Daisy, or does it?
Yes, and this is actually kind of the mind frame that I wanted to, I guess, include in the conversation, because we're talking about perspective as well. So if some of it is true, some of it is also based upon the experience they had, and we all know that you can have different experiences with different people. Hence be the reason why he actually proposed to someone new. And in looking at the situation for the actual face value that it is, I'm also concerned that she had to actually go behind his back and ask questions, because now we're talking about compromising the trust. And so now the trust has been compromised. I think that's creating an even bigger monster in this whole situation.
That's a very good way to look at that. That's a very good. And just before we go to Jack, Bring to the Rescue, I mean, why would that? I mean, you're working with the ex. And then I want to get the lady's opinion on this here, too. I mean, wouldn't you be itching to find out this guy seems like he's all of that or this girl seems like she's all of that? You wonder, okay, what went wrong in that relationship? I mean, this girl seems so sweet or this guy seems so sweet. Bring to the Rescue, that wouldn't intrigue you?
I think it's intriguing, but here again, even if we was just to look at it and put it into perspective, if we did research, right, we wouldn't go to just one source to get that information that we need. We would go to multiple sources. So if you just go to one source, that's a one-sided source. And we don't know how that source actually influenced what happened. And with the information they're sharing, we don't even know how valid the information is. Now, even if we see signs of something and we know something could be potentially going in one direction, right, it's also equally important to figure out what's triggering it. Because even if when we talk about anger, anger is a humongous thing. And it could be triggered in different ways. When you say someone has a problem, it could come typically from one or two particular things. So I think it's equally important to kind of look at it more from the standpoint of the face value of it versus because I feel like to go and ask someone questions, you're kind of emotionally compromising yourself because you're more so based upon the emotion of wanting to know, not wanting to actually help the situation. Because once you receive information, what you do with that information is also equally important.
All right, that's very important. We're going to ask you to stand by. Jack, thanks for your patience. We're going to bring you in here now. Jack, what are your thoughts on this here? Three signs, what would your ex say about you that you may not agree with? So here we're looking at Edwin. You know, now the question becomes, Jack, as you're listening, should Daisy tell Edwin what his ex-wife said about him?
I'm going to say no to that part, not in the beginning. I think Daisy was perfectly within her, from my perspective, I think Daisy was perfectly within her rights, okay, by asking the ex, what are some telltale signs, you know, that happened in your relationship with your husband? I mean, they work on the job together, they're friends, they're close friends, so let her tell her. Now, she doesn't have to say anything to Edwin right away, but she can look to see if those things are definitely so, and when she sees that, maybe she can think in her mind, I don't know if this is the right guy for me because he had a wife and she's my good friend and I know how good she is. So maybe now I'm seeing some things within him because you really don't know anybody until you stay with them. So now she's seeing some signs, some of those signs that are happening and all. So now, just like the gentleman just said, she's getting information from the ex. She might be able to get some information from someone else as well because, see, this guy has been married before. And they may be planning down the road to get married, so she wants to know what's going on. Now, you can learn to forgive and forget, but if these telltale signs are there, then some red flags are going to go up. Some red flags are going to go up, you know, kind of like right away. And then maybe somewhere down the line, she can confront Edwin and say to him that, you know, I did have a chance to speak to your ex-wife, and she shared these things with me and all, and I can see that some of those same signs there. Now, I don't want us to get involved into a relationship and get married and everything, and then you show all this anger, you show this jealousy and all those other signs that you've shown with her and what she told me about because I see a lot of those signs now. So I think later on down the line, if it gets to that point, she see a lot of those signs, she can share with him that she did get a chance to speak with his ex. But I think she's perfectly within her rights from my perspective.
And so, Jack, I mean, I heard Ricky to the Rescue say, and I mean, it makes sense, too, that if she, now you're talking about probably lighting a bomb here, because now if Daisy, you know, and obviously Edwin is in love with her to propose to her, and so down the road, let's say they date a few more months and he wants to get married sometime that year or immediately the next year, but now as she's watching these signs based on what's in her head from the ex-wife, and all of a sudden now she decides, okay, no, when now the anger is directed at her, and if she comes out and tells him that, she comes out and say, you know, I see what your ex-wife was saying about you. Now, he's, what did you say? Who? That woman said, what about me? Now, he's, you know, he's ignited now. And now he's mm-hmm. ready to go over there because that's the mother of his child. And he goes over there storming. You never know how he's going to, when people are dealing with anger issues, you never know how they're going to react. And so now he goes over there and curses her out. Stay out of my so-and-so business. Stay out, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now, you know, now when Daisy and the coworker, which is his ex-wife, meet at work, it's like that sister code is broken. Yeah, you still feel that she should
I didn't say tell him after one of those traits or one of those signs that she saw what the ex had shared with her. I said if she see a lot of those telltale signs, and eventually down the line, because he may show that just one time, but if it's a constant thing, then there's some red flags are going to go up anyway. So that relationship may not go any further. So she can eventually tell him down the line if she see maybe three or four of those signs that's happened. Say, you know what? I've already gotten feedback on this. I already know how this guy operates, and that's what happened in his first marriage. So I don't, from my perspective, as I said, I don't see that being so wrong. I mean, down the line. I didn't say after just one now. Maybe after three or four, then she said, okay, I can see the signs now. I'm not going to go any further with this.
Dad, we certainly do appreciate your opinion. And, you know, there's an old saying, niches get stitches. And, I mean, she's like, I can't see implicating that woman, but Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by. Lady C, let me bring you back in here just for a second. Lady C, she revealed this stuff to you, hopefully confident, that it's almost like a sister code. You're getting ready to go now and tell this man, even if it's months later, where you got this information from, and you're pointing out all these things that the ex said. I mean, that can cause somebody to get shot up.
I don't think it's going to cause somebody to get shot up. It does bring anger issues. But the question is, for me is, I'm going to just say this. I believe for the new woman to go to the ex-wife and question about her guy to her,
right.
She's already witnessed things. And that is what caused her to go to the ex-wife. You know, and now she's trying to get clarity. But whatever the ex-wife tells me, I'm going to keep it in confidence completely. I'm not going to ever go back to him. I'll probably tell him after the relationship's over. But while I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to, you know, rat her out or, you know, tell him what she said. I'm going to keep it to myself. And I am just going to observe him.
Right.
And
so,
make my decision
I get that
based
part,
on what
but
I have.
You're saying also that maybe when the relationship is over, you'll tell him you're going to implicate this woman, which she still is the mother of his child, which he could take it out on her. You know, Ricky Rescue said earlier that people like to blame. So now you're going to tell her, you're going to reveal where this information comes from. Now this man is madly in love with you, and you're breaking up with him, and he's looking at the reason, because my ex got herself in my business now. Now who do you think he's going to take this out on?
He is going to take it out on the ex, but he'll eventually forgive her. She's the mother of his kids, you know? Now, the new girlfriend, if she's revealing information and he breaks up with the new ex, he's not going to forgive her because there's no tie there. They have no children. They have no marriage. They have nothing there. But it's one of their children. He'll forgive her.
Oh, I don't know, Lady C. He might forgive her. He might kill her. You never know. If he's in love with his new one, wow, this is a deep one tonight. T, let's bring you in here. Ms. Jen, stand by. T, what do you think? Should she reveal the information even if she breaks up with him?
That's kind of hard to say. I wouldn't. But then again, you know, it all depends on how she's feeling at the time, as far as this, you're talking about as far as them two talking?
If she ends up breaking up with Edwin, if Daisy ends up breaking up with Edwin, and it's because she's observed these behaviors that the ex-wife told her, now that she's seen these behaviors and she decides, you know what, I'm not getting married to this guy, and now she's going to tell him, you know what, I see what your ex-wife was saying. I mean, T, really, seriously, Why would she implicate that woman?
But that's what I was trying to say earlier. Most of the time, that ex is gonna always seem to throw a match and start a fire, because if she don't want to see her man, her ex, with this guy, this woman, then she's gonna do whatever it takes to keep them two from being with each other. So even though they're not together, that could be something that she really wanted to see, just to stir up something.
Right, but she could also be telling the truth as a sister code, because the story says she's hoping, she's glad that Daisy asked her since they worked together, because she didn't want Daisy to go through what she went through. She don't want another woman. You know, I can see where she doesn't want another woman to have to experience what she experienced, getting physically beat, getting mentally abused, and all of this here, a man who was obsessively jealous and crazy. I mean, if you're going to go out and now, that lady, I would think that even if some of it is speculation or even if some of it is exaggeration, you're jeopardizing someone's life. I mean, in my opinion here, you all. I mean, so do you really reveal your source? All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. J, let me bring you in here, then we're going to go back to Ricky the Rescue. If you're a first-time caller, you can press 1. Let us know how you heard about tonight's show, and we would love to go to you. Ms. J, let me bring you in here. Ms. J, the question is, do you reveal your source?
Okay, this is me. This is what I would do. I won't tell him if she don't, simply because I asked her. I went to her. She really didn't bother to. She probably wasn't going to say nothing. I'm just going to say she wasn't. Because I went to her because I'm seeing these red flags. I'm seeing some things. And let me start with the three sides, because I done heard his side. I mean, being the person I am, I'm a very investigative person. I have to know, because I'm talking about marrying this man. I don't want to get married but one time in my life. I need to know that I'm not making no mistake with him. And every woman in the 21st century now, I'm finding out, need to investigate and check out any man or woman that they're going to marry. So I would get to know everything I can know, even if I see mama them, sister them, I'm going to ask everybody. And ain't no reveal nothing that nobody tell me, because I need to know about this man. And if I'm still feeling uneasy, I don't know why she said yes to marrying this man anyway, because she's not feeling comfortable with it. And she's still ready to ask more people, because she's not comfortable with this thing. And, you know, she got his side, her side. Now she needs to find the truth before she says yes, and she haven't found it yet.
All right. So, Ricky to the Rescue, give us your commercial first, and then I want to ask you a question. Go ahead, Ricky to the Rescue, give us your commercial break.
Good evening again, everyone. I am Ricky to the Rescue, founder of A Path to Greatness, LLC, here in Georgia. I am a life coach, mediator, and anger management specialist. If you are looking for services for life coaching, anger management, or mediation, you can contact me at 404-968-9940. Again, that is 404-968-9940. I do offer virtual services as well. You can visit my website at 2greatness.com. That's spelled with the number 2greatness.com.
Okay, all right. So give us your thought here as you're saying this here. I mean, the bottom line is, should she ignore what this lady is saying and just go ahead and, if she loves this guy, just marry him? And we know that people can change, you know, good luck with that. But, you know, prayer changes, they say. But if she's seeing these warning signs, Ricky to Rescue, in your professional opinion, what would you, if this was a client sitting before you and she's revealed what the ex has said, how would you counsel or consult with her?
I would hope she would come to me before she went to the ex, but that's a different story. But I think what's concerning about this is, and I think you kind of hinted at this, when we're talking about anger, this is something real, real sensitive that we have to look at, because what if his trigger is trust? Right?
Yes.
And so you go out there and do this. Here's the problem that can come with that. Once we receive information, we're going to naturally act different. we may talk different, we may ask questions different, because now we're still probing for more information, because now we actually got a confirmation of something that we think. And so when you start acting kind of different, we are all human. We can pick up on vibes. And so when emotion starts to stir and an argument pursues, and just like you kind of hinted at earlier, and if someone mentioned this is why your ex said this, that can turn into something very, very dangerous for everyone, because we truly don't know the different layers involved with that anger. I will say this, if there's a concern, and if there's a great concern with that anger, you probably should trust your gut in that situation. You don't necessarily have to go to another person to tell you what you already seen, right? And because once you go to the other person here again, you are getting their perspective based upon their experiences. So where the level of anger he was with that person may not be the same level of anger he had with you. So as an example, he may can yell at you versus he may have hit someone else. So it's really how much you want to put up with and what you're seeing in your own situation. But I really think as well, she really needs to address the issue with him. Because if she addresses it with him, I believe, and this is more so an opinion based upon what I heard, I believe whatever his level of anger is, if she confronts him with it, it's going to come out. And that's the way she would get her actual confirmation of what she should do.
Wow, that's very interesting. We're going to ask you to stand by, Ricky, to the rescue. We're going to go to Marjorie Cross in a moment to bring her in to give a commercial break. But just before we do that, let me go back here to Jack. We got a number of comments that have also come into the studio. We're almost out of time tonight, you all. And I want to be able to, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Daisy Edwin and Edwin's ex-wife, which also happens to be a coworker of Daisy. And Daisy and Edwin are in love, and they're about to get married. He's proposed to her, but he proposed to her a week before she had a conversation with his ex-wife, who works on the job with her, which is Daisy's coworker. And she shared some revealing stuff to her that's got her thinking now. So if you're just joining her, some of the stuff that she shared with her is rather serious. She said that he's physically and mentally abusive. He's extremely jealous. He has obsessive behaviors. He has controlling issues, and he's selfish. And other than that, he was a good he was not a good husband to her, but he's an extraordinary father to their 6-year-old son. You know, so and he's a good provider. So the problem is now, this woman has got the coworker's got has revealed some stuff, and it's in her head. There is no way that she can ignore this. So we're saying some are saying that maybe she doesn't want her ex to be with this woman, or maybe she's telling the full truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, to protect that woman from going through what she went through. So we're going to ask all of you all to stand by. Jack, I want to come back to you, and I want to ask you this question before we go to the phone lines again. Jack, I mean, with this information, I mean, this is some serious stuff here. I mean, if she goes through with getting married to this guy, and then a few months later, he starts cursing at her, which is what he did in his previous relationship. And now you knew the warning signs. Warning comes before danger. Who does she have to blame other than herself? Anybody?
First of all, I just wanted to say to Ricky to the rescue that that was an excellent commercial that he gave. Now, the ex-wife, this is what I just heard you say, and this is what I thought you said. You said the ex-wife went to Daisy and shared information to her. Daisy didn't go to the ex-wife and ask for information about her new
Daisy
friend.
Daisy
did go to her and ask her some time.
Went to her and asked her, why did they break up? Why did their marriage break
okay.
up?
Okay. Right, okay, now, and then when she told her those things, then she shared with her the type of person he is. Now, she got all that in the back of her mind. So she's thinking, now, you mentioned about 5 or 6 different things. Controlling, he has anger management problems. He's all those different things that you mentioned at all. So she got all that in the back of her mind. So she sees a lot of these things happening in their relationship. Because like I said before, you don't really know a person until you stay with them. But now she's seeing all these signs even before they actually get together. So those are a lot of red flags that she has there. So she may think in her mind, you know, I may need to give him the gift of goodbye, and I just need to move on because I'm seeing all these signs. Okay, she doesn't necessarily, even though I said earlier that she should share with him, you know, the information she got, but I'm like that other person who said it, or the caller that said it, maybe she can tell him why, because he may ask her, well, why are you calling off the relationship? Maybe she can tell him down the line that I got information from a reliable source that, you know, those signs that I've already seen for myself, so I don't want to go any further in the relationship. So that's the thought that came to my mind as I'm listening to everything. I'm putting it all together, and I can see that type of thing happening and all, because he's going to be bitter. He's going to be bitter with the ex-wife. He may go in and attack her, but at that point in time, he's thinking about he's probably going to be locked up for something he did. So I'm just thinking about that as well. Now, what was your final question to me? You asked me.
Should she go ahead after all of this? Or should she go ahead and marry him after, you know, even though she has this in her head?
Definitely not. Definitely not. If she sees all, at least about four of those things, because you know he may have one, and she could talk to him about it. Let's work on that. But if he has like four of those things, three or four of those things that we talked about, that you talked about earlier, those are all red flags. I would say no. She need to give him the gift of goodbye.
Well, and Jack, we certainly respect all opinions. My thing is, if she sees one of these behaviors, because you're talking about three of those behaviors, but one of those behaviors, that one behavior could be deadly, physically and mentally.
That's
abusive.
Right.
That could be that. Mm-hmm. So that could be one. That obsessive jealousy that could lead to these other things. You know, being a
mm-hmm.
selfish person. I mean, being controlling. That, in my opinion, are you all, and that could lead to these other factors. So, you
That's
know,
right.
It's like these things. It's like, oh no, no. Those are, to me, those are like the deadly sins. That's the stuff that you want to stay away from. Somebody who's obsessively jealous. Someone who's controlling. Someone who is definitely physically and mentally abusive, because that's just, there's no reason to go to that. Somebody's going to jail. Somebody's going to get killed.
If he's obsessively jealous like that, that means he's doing the things that he's accusing her of.
It could very well be, or he's done those. We're going to ask you to stand by.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to Marcus
mm-hmm.
in just a moment. Marcus, let's bring you in now, and then we're going to take a commercial break with Marcus Cross. Let's bring you in now. Marcus, here's a situation where wife, Marcus, we got a lot of noise in your background. I'm sorry. Here's a situation where the ex-wife is did not come to volunteer this information. The current fiance or girlfriend went to her because they're coworkers, and now she's given her information. Whether it's true or not, she sees some of this stuff. In your opinion, should she ignore this and decide, you know what, I'm going to find out for myself? Marcus, what's your thought?
I think that's, she should ignore it until she does see the signs for herself. At least listen to what she has to say. And then she see the red flags that was told to her, then she should start speaking right away. Don't wait till, you know, you're 2 years into the marriage or 3 years into the marriage and then want to speak on the signs that was already told to you. And now that you're seeing them for yourself, that's where a lot of people make those mistakes, by getting in these relationships and they see the signs early and don't speak on them. Or deal with them right then. Yeah, I think she should listen to it at least and wait to see if what's being told is facts or truth behind it.
All right. Marcus, how did you hear about that show? I see you're a new caller on here. They just sent that information.
Oh, Dr. Walker, you invited me on. I met you at the airport one day. You told me about, we were talking about your show. You told me about it, and I told you I'd like to join it.
Marcus, for that. Thank you for remembering that. That was some time ago, I'm sure. So, Marcus, let me ask. So you're saying go ahead and get married? Marry him?
No, I didn't say get married. I didn't say get married.
Okay.
You should at least give him a chance, because it is an ex. It can be all kinds of back talk because of an ex. The bad situation in which they broke up. You might just be trying to keep him from being with some, or keep him from being happy. You never know
right.
until you find out for yourself.
Right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by, Marjorie. Please stand by. We're going to go to Marjorie Cross. Ms. Cross, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your patience.
Yes.
Go ahead and give us your commercial break.
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening all your co-hosts and all your guests. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross. I'm a nurse, and I'm a health and wellness consultant with one of the most leading companies in the world, Isagenics. We have over 180 products that may be able to help you with any health conditions. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you could give me a call at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. Or you could reach me at my website. It's www.sisterlove.isagenix.com. Again, www.sisterlove.isagenix.com, or you could visit the website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. Thank you, Dr. Walker. God bless you, and great topic. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go. Let's bring in Benny from the block. Benny from the block, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Good evening, good evening, and happy thankful Thursday. I am coming to you live from New Orleans, so I apologize for my tardiness. It's a time zone difference. I have not adjusted yet.
Oh, no problem at all. No problem at all. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take some of these comments because we're almost out of time, and we're going to let Ricky to the Rescue close us out tonight in a few minutes. We're going to let Ricky to the Rescue close us out on tonight's topics. Three sides, what would your ex say about you that you may not agree with? All right, let's go here and take some of the comments that are coming in. And, Lady C, we're going to actually give you the first comment. Let's see. We're going to go to the comment page right now. Lady C, we're giving you this first comment. This party writes in, this female, she says, reference to three sides, what would your ex say about you that you may not agree with? She says, not that I agree with it, but my ex has said that I am selfish. I think he must have been talking about himself. That's just my opinion. Lady C, do you think there's any validity in that when people are calling you out that they might be talking about themselves?
No. I feel like if her ex is calling her selfish, she is showing selfish tendencies. So she needs to look within herself and ask herself, am I selfish, you know? Because a lot of the times when our exes call us something, other people have said the same thing about us. So she needs to focus on, have a conversation with herself to see if she's selfish or not. Because there's some truth to that somewhere.
Wow, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. Ms. J, we're going to go to you with the next comment. We're going to try to get at least six comments in tonight. This male, he writes in, he says, I don't know why, but my ex-wife would always say that I was lazy. I worked a full-time job as a janitor and just did not like to do anything else when I got off from work. She complains that I don't do anything to help clean around the house. Well, that's not my job. It's hers. Ms. J, what do you think about that? That's real deep. He said it's not his job to clean around the house. That's hers.
I think he's a little selfish. It's their house. Especially if she works away from the home also, you know, we're partners. So I disagree with that. We're partners. You should maybe do a little something like I do it. And don't have kids and say you can't help with the kids or cook. He's being very selfish.
All right, so even though he works as a janitor, he's cleaning all day. Do you think he has any validity
or any
implication?
I don't care what he do. Because a mother might work as a supervisor, a teacher. A mother might work as a teacher, but she comes home. She has to still teach and train her children. So what difference does it make if you work away from home or home doing the same thing? Matter of fact, his house should be sparkling because he knows how to clean real good. So the house should never be next.
That's a very good point. But the fact that he said that kind of offensive, that he said that's not his job, that's hers. Isn't that
he's like a male chauvinist. Because if I work, we partners. We are partners. That's the way I see it. I'm sorry. I don't do that. I do this and you do that. Unless we agreed upon certain chores that we do. But you're going
to
do
something. We're certainly going to ask you to stand by. Let me go to Marcus. Marcus, I want to feed this comment to you. This man says he works as a janitor cleaning all day. And, I mean, to me it sounds stereotypical. Says that's not his job, that's his wife's job to clean up. I mean, that's like old school stuff people believe in. What are your thoughts, Marcus?
Well, I'm sorry, I don't know the lady that was speaking just a minute ago, but I agree with him. That's a woman's job to do the cleaning. Do the cleaning and the cooking. He shouldn't have to come home to do anything. When she's at home, that's her job as a woman to take care of the house and take care of the cooking. All he has to do
but
is go to work, pay the bills, and come home.
If the woman works,
sure
both of them do.
As well, Marcus.
It doesn't matter. It's still her job. I can guarantee
you
she don't get out there. I can guarantee she don't get out there and cut the grass.
Oh, I do.
Wow.
I do.
Wow.
I work. So, I have three children. I cut grass. So, no, I clean the house. So, you got different women that do different things. I'm sorry to interrupt. But I do.
Well, that's still part of your job.
I do all that.
Whether you cut the grass or do all that, you're a woman. That's part of what you're supposed to do. The man
and the man
is
hungry and the wife sick, he better get in that kitchen cooking something. Or he'll
that's
be
not his job as a man. But that's not his job.
We're going to ask you all to stand by. Marcus, stand by. Miss Day, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're almost out of time. I got to move on here. We're going to ask you to stand by. Jack, let's give you this next comment. Here we go. Let's go with this next comment. And that comment is, here we go. This female writes in, she says, my ex would probably say that I talked a great deal about a number of my ex relationships with other men. He said that it was a turnoff to him. I mean, would you know what I like if I don't tell you what the others did not do for me? Jack, Jack, that's quite interesting. I mean, she's got a point here.
that is quite interesting.
She shouldn't
be talking to him about her ex-relationship. That should be something of the past. That should be null and void, and that should be no. And he should tell her, I don't want to hear anything about your ex. You're in a relationship with me, and let's move forward from here. But please don't tell me anything about the people that you had a relationship with before. That's real talk, as the people were saying earlier. That's real talk. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Jack, here's the thing. She's saying, and she's asking this question, how else would somebody know about you, the things that they did wrong, so she doesn't dump you? Because she's telling you, one of my exes did this, and I didn't like that. Another ex did this, another ex did that. So now she's trying to kind of, when you see that as some warning signs to say that, you know, she's letting me know.
The way she's going about it is wrong. She can just tell him some of the things that she doesn't like. She doesn't have to say my ex did this or my other ex did that. She can just tell him some of the things that she doesn't appreciate, and he can do the same thing. He can tell her some of the things that he doesn't like in a relationship. So they can list things on paper, say, these are things that I like, and these are things that I don't like. And so they both compare and go from there. But don't put other men in his face, and he shouldn't put other women in her face. That's no-no in that relationship. That's going to cause havoc in the relationship from the beginning, from the onset. So, no, you don't do that.
Okay, all right. And that is certainly interesting. You know, we got an upcoming show that's kind of a spinoff to this from this one, and that is, what are some of the things you liked in your past relationships that you wish were in your current relationship? We got that show coming up real soon, you all, because I'm sure that when you've had multiple relationships, there's a good likelihood that there were some things that the people did in the other relationships that your current relationship doesn't do. And so now that's going to be a major challenge. We got that show coming up real soon, so you want to stay tuned. Richard Rushwood, I want to bring you in here, and I want to give you this next comment. I know you're going to be closing us out in about 3 minutes. You're going to be closing us out, but I want to bring you in and give you this next comment. Let me make sure we're in here. Yes, we are. All right, here, this party writes in. He says, my ex would complain that I don't cook for her just because her ex-husband used to do all the cooking and cleaning. She thinks I'm supposed to be her chef and maid. She knew I did not know how to cook when she met me. Ricky to the rescue. He's saying she expects him to be a chef and a maid. Your thoughts on this?
Yes, and I think this happened quite often in relationships. People feel like they can change people, right? And so you go into the ooh and ah of what the relationship is because you're in the emotions of it. And you see warning signs and you see things and you say to yourself, oh, no, they'll change. And, you know, you 2-3 years down in the road and they didn't change. But the expectation is still that they're going to change. And so that creates problems and issues within itself. I think it's important to actually go over the roles and responsibilities of the relationship prior to getting in the relationship. Those are the things you're supposed to talk about when you're actually kind of dating to get there.
That's right.
We're gonna ask you to stand by. Let me go in and bring in Ms. Day this next comment here, and then Marcus, we're gonna give you the comment, a different comment here. She says, my ex would probably say that I made it all about me. I think he would say that because I think he was very jealous of my accomplishments versus his laziness not to strive for anything else in life besides a job in a warehouse stacking food. Ms. J, is she putting him down because she's accomplishing things, or is she just defending herself?
Well, it depends on how she's saying it to him, because if she's saying, well, you could do better, so don't be upset because I'm doing this, she's putting him down in a way. So she might be bragging on herself a little too much. It don't matter what your husband is doing. Just as long as he's loving you and taking care of his home, to me it doesn't matter.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We're going to take one more comment. Let me go to the phone line. Benny from the block, let me go to you with that same comment. Let's bring in Benny from the block with that same one. Let's bring him in. Benny from the block, because she's accomplished much, and, you know, could he be jealous? I mean, could it be jealous? And could he, in fact, be lazy?
Well, I found out something recently in the last few years of my life that spouses can become very jealous of their spouses. I was very surprised to find out it happened, but it happens on a regular basis. To answer your question, the answer is yes. If your spouses become jealous, they become complacent, they get lazy, and they expect the other spouse to do all the things that they should be doing without any regards to what they're supposed to be doing as part of their own desire to make their relationship better.
All right. Okay, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Rick to the rescue, we're going to give you this last comment, and then you can close us out at the same time. Ismail, he says, I don't know what my ex would say about me, but I do know I have a lot I can say about her and tell some other guy to watch out. She is selfish, egotistical, and a very mean person, but she's an excellent cook. That's the only thing I miss about her. Doesn't do. Wow, that's deep. Rick and Rescue, you can go ahead and comment on that and then close it out.
Yes, I do want to comment on that, and it's one of the perspectives that also I wanted to share. Of course, it's easy to point the finger and say what someone else is not doing, and it's hard for us to see ourselves and look into self-improvement in which we could do, which actually would help facilitate the relationship more effectively if you actually work on improving yourself. Because if you're more focused on yourself and improving yourself, you don't have time to be worried about what that person is not doing all the time. Now, naturally, some of that stuff is going to bother you, and it may put you in a place where you have to end the relationship, but it should really be more focused on your own self-improvement, because you're actually unable to see what you're doing a lot of the times because you're just constantly only looking at someone else. And so in closing out this whole conversation today, I think one of the most bigger, if not the biggest issue is when we're talking about anger, we are talking about safety. And if anyone is in a situation where you're seeing red flags in a relationship and that person has anger issues, if you're starting to question should you move forward because of the anger, you really need to start questioning to see if you are safe. Because if it gets to that point, you may need to make sure you're not being followed, or, you know, they're not coming around and checking your phone, just doing extra additional stuff. You don't have to go ask someone else about this stuff. I think you really should be more concerned in looking at what's actually going on in your situation, because you don't know how that person is potentially triggered and the unpredictable nature of what anger is. So I just say keep yourself safe and watch out for what's going around in your surroundings, and just pay attention to the different signs that a person is showing you, because you have to keep yourself safe.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. We certainly do appreciate all of you, all perspectives, and Ricky to Rescue, thank you for closing us out on that. And listen, we're out of time. Join us here tomorrow night when we have a topic that you don't want to miss. It's our spiritual topic. Tomorrow night's topic is, what have you done for God or others lately? What have you done for God or others lately? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's program starting at 7 o'clock. Of course, if you choose to bypass Friday night's program, we'll be back here this Saturday morning, from 6:30 to 8:30, and we've got a show that you don't want to miss. We're going to be talking about forgiveness and repentance and healing. So you don't want to miss that show. So tomorrow night or until Saturday, and I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, and what a great show.
Good night, great show. Great topic, great conversation.
Have a good night, everyone. Thank you.